is underway in Paris. It is part of a French effort to focus on the future. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8-centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
AP correspondent Angela Charlton tells us there have been many offers of financial aid, including some from outside France.
They're working, they're climbing throughout this huge cathedral right now to try to make sure it's safe, to find if there are any possible little fires that could break out, but also to see if the structure, how much damage has been done to the structure.
That was Angela Charlton of AP. European Union Chief Donald Tusk is calling on EU members to help France rebuild the landmark.
The burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral has again made us aware that we are bound by something more important and more profound than treaties.
The spirit of the French capital? Consider the words of Deputy Mayor Jean-François Martin. He was on CBS this morning.
We will rise up again and build it again, and we'll show that even in our sadness, we can rebound.
More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Notre Dame fire is uniting much of the world, with many nations offering Paris any help it needs to restore the landmark. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
As the fire burned yesterday, President Trump stayed aboard Air Force One to watch the TV coverage.
It's one of the great treasures of the world.
From the Vatican to Buckingham Palace to Moscow, world leaders say they're ready to support Paris in rebuilding Notre Dame, including Poland's prime minister, who remembers Warsaw rising from the World War II ruins. Two French tycoons have reportedly pledged nearly $340 million. On CBS this morning, Paris's deputy mayor said Notre Dame will recover.
We'll rise up again and build it again.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There is a deep sense of anticipation here in Washington, this given the Justice Department's pledge to release a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. President Trump claims he is already exonerated of any wrongdoing, even as he, Congress, and the American public await the release of the report. Mr. Trump says Mueller and Attorney General William Barr, based on Mueller's findings, found neither collusion nor obstruction. At the same time, on Twitter, the president contends that crimes were committed by his 2016 opponent, Hillary Clinton, by the Democratic National Committee, and by those he calls dirty cops, his term for former top U.S. law enforcement officials, and he demanded, quote, investigate the investigators. Deutsche Bank and several other financial institutions are being subpoenaed by two House committees that are investigating possible foreign interference in the U.S. political process. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters says potential use of the U.S. financial system for illicit purposes is a very serious concern, and her committee's looking into whether that occurred and if President Trump had any involvement. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he wants to know if Russians used laundered money for transactions with the Trump Organization. The Trump real estate firm has borrowed millions of dollars from Deutsche Bank in the past. The president's son, Eric, who runs the business, says Democrats are attacking the president and the Trump family for political gain. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A U.S. government agency says it plans to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in businesses that empower women in Africa. President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, and the acting head of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, announced the initiative in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where they're part of a visiting delegation from Washington. For news anytime, you can always go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is Gene Randall, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings, radio